This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
I mean, we are in a war. Speaking of war, Wayne Allen Root. The Root's on fire. We are in a war. The latest story is that PayPal, the online payment processing giant, has announced it'll work with the far-left Anti-Defamation League, which, by the way, I'm Jewish, has nothing to do with Judaism. It has more to do with communism than Judaism. They just hate everyone who's a conservative and call everyone who's a conservative Republican a racist and an anti-Semite. Because they're communists. Doesn't matter if they're Jews or not Jews. They're communists. And so they're going to work with the far-left Anti-Defamation League, ADL, to collect information on and cut off financial flows to so-called extremists. And then they're going to share the data it gathers with law enforcement and the rest of the financial industry. These people are not content till they destroy you for having mainstream Republican views that won the election, that got 80 million plus votes and elected Trump, and they stole it, they rigged it. And if you say that, that's the proof they stole it. Because if you say they stole it, they ban you, they destroy you. I mean, this is just pure left-wing extremism, end of free speech, banning, book burning. It's like Kristallnacht, the night that the Jews' houses were all burned and their businesses were all burned. PayPal took its first step towards suppressing dissent when it banned the account of Julian Assange in 2011. In recent years, it has targeted the right, blacklisting free speech video platform BitChute. And Laura Loomer and conservative street artist Sabo. I don't really know who Sabo is, but the point is nobody should be banned. I hate communists. I think they're scum of the earth. And I think they should leave our country. If you don't love our country, get the F out. But I wouldn't ban a communist. I don't ban anyone. If you have an opinion, you're allowed to use it. It's so horrible. Kristallnacht, is that how you pronounce it? Kristallnacht. Commenting on the news, Blake Masters, a candidate in the Republican primary for Arizona Senate seat, called PayPal's decision an obvious pretext to suppress any dissent. And clearly that's what's happening in the United States. They don't want you to say a word, ever disagree with the government on anything. And by the way, all the new studies show that the United States is going in the wrong direction. Everybody thinks we're going in the wrong direction. So it's interesting because Jen Psaki, the White House spokeswoman, says the U.S. is going in the wrong direction because of a large population of unvaccinated people. This is the new Jewish star. You know, it's amazing. Wayne Root never imagined in my lifetime you'd put a Jewish star and send me to a concentration camp or a Chinese communist re-education camp. The new Jewish star, he's unvaccinated. Oh, my God. He's going to kill us all through his ignorance and his lack of health. You're unvaccinated. No mention of the fact that the vaccinated people are the ones getting sick. No mention at all that in Israel, it's over 80% of the sick people are vaccinated. No mention that over 60% of the hospitalizations are vaccinated in England. Unbelievable. Peter Ducey of Fox News said, we're going in the wrong direction. Whose fault is that? To Jen Psaki. Jen said, well, I would say first that what he was referring to is the fact that because there are still a large population of people in this country who are unvaccinated, and we have the most transmissible variant that we've seen since the beginning of the pandemic, that more people are getting sick with COVID. Meanwhile, Psaki refuses to release the number of breakthrough cases with vaccinated White House staffers because it doesn't fit the narrative. She reiterated today that the American public doesn't deserve to know whether the White House has additional COVID cases. And that's the end of the article. But guess what? That shouldn't be the end of the article. paper on Wednesday, is about the fact this entire COVID outbreak, this new wave, is all due to millions of illegals coming into the United States, a million so far since Biden became president, and on pace for 2 million this year, the population of Las Vegas. Think about this for a minute. What would it cost if you added up all 2 million people in Las Vegas, our health care costs? Can you imagine what that bill would be? Can you even imagine what the health insurance bill is and what the actual hospital bill and doctor's bills and all the medical bills added up together for all 2 million people in Las Vegas each year? That's what you're going to pay for 2 million illegals coming into America this year. Oh, we are a broke debtor nation, and they're adding 2 million people, and we're going to pay for all their medical bills. That's just the illegals. That has nothing to do with the legal people coming to the United States. I believe, I've always read, that we are the only country in the world that allows 1 million legal immigrants to come here every year. That's how many get in every year, 1 million legally. That has nothing to do with the illegal ones. So the illegal ones alone are like taking the entire population of Las Vegas, all of our medical bills for all 2 million people in Vegas, and all of our health insurance bills, and just adding it all together and saying the government's got to pay for a bunch of poor people who don't speak English, who were just let into the country, who don't pay any taxes, and this bill is yours forevermore, American public. It's insanity squared. You're bringing all the sick people of the world in through the border, and they're getting us sick. Do you know many are coming through Texas as an example? Well, that's why there's COVID in Texas. Do you know many come to New York and Los Angeles? That's why there's COVID in New York and Los Angeles. You know many come to Atlanta eventually? A lot of them. That's why Atlanta's COVID. And then I live in Las Vegas. Do you have any idea how many illegals there are in Vegas? You walk around Vegas. I'm not talking about the Strip now with tourists. I'm talking about real Vegas. You will find the number one language isn't English anymore. It's Spanish. There are so many illegals pouring into Las Vegas. And I guarantee you that they're bringing COVID with them. So when you wonder how we went from almost no COVID at all to now we're back in a COVID emergency, how did that happen? And the answer is so simple. Illegals. That's it. Joe Biden opened the border and let the illegals in. And they brought us COVID. And now they're trying to pin the blame on the unvaccinated. By the way, I forgot to put that in the article. You know they're probably telling the truth again? Just like when they say every case of COVID is unvaccinated. Well, that's kind of the truth. You know why? Because they're not counting breakthrough cases of COVID. If you have the vaccine, if you got the vaccine, and you get sick with COVID, they don't count it. So, of course, it's 100% unvaccinated. But there's another area where they're lying and they're obfuscating, but they're also telling the truth. They're twisting the facts, they're misrepresenting, but they're also kind of telling the truth. That's how these liberals do it. Because guess what? When they say every case is unvaccinated, guess who they are? They're illegal aliens. None of them are vaccinated. They're all rushing through the border. They're all unvaccinated. They've all got COVID. I'll bet you the hospitals are filled with illegal aliens with COVID. It's just disgraceful what's happening. And it's all based on bull spit. You know, the guy who got everything wrong, Professor Niall Ferguson, the controversial epidemiologist who predicted there would be as many as 200,000 COVID cases a day in the UK. Forget about the United States. Just in the United Kingdom, if restrictions were ever lifted, is now facing scrutiny after infections dropped in England for the sixth day in a row. So here's the guy that predicted millions would die in the United States and England. And we had to shut down the entire world. He destroyed the entire economy and the whole world. This piece of human garbage, Niall Ferguson, on a lie. He's been wrong about everything he's ever predicted in his entire life. Off by a factor of 20. Not even close. Every prediction he's made. He's the guy that said in the early 2000s, I forgot the name of the kind of nationwide pandemic or worldwide pandemic we were about to experience then. But he said it was going to be so bad. Oh, it's the cow. What is it? Mad cow disease. He said mad cow was going to kill like 200,000 people in England, and it turned out to kill like 35. Not 35,000, 35. Instead of 200,000, 35. And he's the guy who said millions were going to die if we didn't lock down the United States and everybody had to hide in their house and nobody could go to work anymore. And he cost our economy who knows how much money. And this SOB, and I don't mean son of a butcher, is a filthy, no good, lying scoundrel. Are you calling that name on radio? Niall Ferguson, you're a son of a bitch. You're a bad, bad, evil person. Son of a bitch. There, I said it twice. And this guy was now telling everyone in England that you couldn't open the economy and the country back up again because England just had Freedom Day where they were allowed to come out of their houses for the first time in like a year. Can you imagine if they wrecked the country of England and wrecked the economy? But they were finally going to be let out, and he said, you can't do it! You can't do it! There'll be 200,000 cases! And the reality was the cases dropped. They never got anywhere near that high, and they've dropped for the sixth day in a row. So he's just a liar and a fool and an incompetent. Another jerk-off that literally couldn't survive in the private sector, but he lives on giving advice to governments. Isn't that perfect? Government is filled with jerk-offs, and they want a jerk-off to give him advice who's never right about anything. These are the most incompetent losers the world's ever known. When I get back, I'll tell you what the governor of California, Gavin Gruesome Newsom, speaking of jerk-offs and sons of bitches, the California gun, now that you gave me the green light, I'm just going to use those words every 5 minutes. Don't forget scumbag, that's another word that describes Gavin Newsom. You don't get words like this in any other show. Ben Shapiro, you know, is so erudite. He's so erudite and dainty and intellectual. How do you listen to a nerd on the radio? Come on. You need Wayne Allen Root, tough guy from the streets of the Bronx, New York, baby. Every time they came after me and tried to beat me up, all bigger guys than me, I knocked them out. And I started out as a nerd, absolutely. At first, they chased me home and I was crying. But eventually, I learned how to fight and then I knocked out guys twice as big as me. They couldn't believe it. Then they became my friends. They were scared of me. Gavin Newsom should be scared of me, too. We'll be right back. I'm Wayne Allen Root, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not bought. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Make no mistake, inflation is here. Don't be fooled by the double talk coming from Jerome Powell and Janet Yellen. You can see it for yourself. Gas prices up 60% year to date, and most of that increase came before the Colonial Pipeline was hacked. Want a new home? On average, it costs $35,000 more than a year ago just because of the soaring lumber costs. Inflation is the number one killer of fixed income portfolios. Inflation is the number one killer of your current standard of living. Commodities prices have been soaring for over a year, and our diluted dollars have lost at a immense amount of purchasing power due to monetary expansion. Your best protection is gold. That's where my good friends Rich and Michael Chekin come in. Their team at Asset Strategies International wants you to keep what's yours. For my listeners, they're offering 1 ounce gold bars at just $59 over the gold price. That's right, just $59 over the gold price while supplies last. Call them today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to AssetStrategies.com. Tell them Moore sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with War.
All right, so I wanted to get right to the comments by Gavin Newsom. I call him Gruesome Newsom. What a horrible person he is. But I'm very realistic. I think he'll probably win by a landslide in his recall election, you know? By a landslide. Because that's California. It's just filled with hippy-dippies and white, guilt-ridden liberals who hate themselves because they're white, and Jewish people who hate themselves, hate Israel, because they hate themselves because they're white and Jewish, and then lots of minorities and lots of illegal illegal immigrants, illegal aliens. Really, mostly illegal immigrants. I mean, it's just unbelievable, the number. I think in the whole United States is like... You know, they always say there's 11 million. It's the biggest lie ever told. Harvard did a study, and they found there were 23 or 24 million. And you got to assume if Harvard came up with that number that it's way off. And I would guess there's probably 33 million or so illegal immigrants in the United States of America. Illegal aliens is the way I'd really like to call them, not illegal immigrants. It's too nice. Illegal aliens. They're aliens. They don't belong here. They have nothing to do with our country. They should not be in our country. They should be deported. And so there's 30-plus million of them. That's a lot of illegal aliens, man. Whew. A lot of illegal aliens. Liberty, and you want to pay for them all? Are you kidding me? And they're all voting? No wonder we lose elections. And it's all one big giant cover-up, just like the vaccine's a cover-up, just like the election was a cover-up. It's a cover-up how many illegals are really in our country. And that's the reason COVID is flying right there. You go to all these cities that are beacons for illegals. Las Vegas, Phoenix, Dallas, Los Angeles, San Diego, New York. I guarantee you, Chicago, every one of those cities is teeming with COVID because we shipped so many illegals to those cities without ever testing them, without ever treating them. We're bringing COVID into this country, and one can only guess at the motivation of Joe Biden other than bring in more and more people that will be future Democrat voters. But is it even worse than that? Is it even more evil than that? What's his intent to flood our nation with illegal immigrants? Why does he do that? Who have COVID? We were beating COVID and the American economy was back. And now you got a problem again. Even I know a lot of people with COVID right now. A lot of fans and friends and relatives and people really close to me have COVID right now. And it is bad. I've never denied that. It's nasty and it's highly contagious. Two very bad things. Nasty and highly contagious. But not, thank God, for most people, life-threatening. It is not a disease that should scare you like Ebola. If our nation was having an Ebola pandemic, you'd all hide in your house and you'd be justified hiding in your house. Because 90% plus of everyone who gets Ebola dies, and it's a nasty death where blood comes out of every opening in your body. Blood pours out. That's Ebola. This is the flu. It may be a nasty flu, but it is the flu. And the survival rate is 99.9-something%. I think it's 99.975%. And everyone who dies, like one of my great friends today, I'm not going to say his name, but he's a great friend, and he owns several restaurants, and he's super successful. You know, we've talked. I think he's worth about $50 million. I just love people like that. I just idolize people like that. I just want to be people like that. That's the American dream. That's what America was built on. And this guy with common sense sent me an email today, and he said that I think like three people died in the last week in his county in Florida. Three of COVID. And all three were over 80 years old. Does that mean you shut down the state? Does that mean you shut down the county? Does that mean you shut down the city? How absurd. And you go, well, they're not going to shut it down for that. Oh, yeah, they might. Because in Australia right now, one 80-year-old man, or actually I'm being nice, he may be 85. He was in his 80s. One man in his 80s died of COVID in Sydney, and they locked down a city of 6 million. You just can't believe this is possible, except this is the Great Reset. This is how you bankrupt every small business owner. This is how you destroy every restaurant owner. This is how you destroy every homeowner that can't pay his or her mortgage. This is how you create a communist socialist country. This is how you bankrupt everyone and make them all dependent on government. Because one 80-year-old dies, everyone has to stop working. Have you ever heard anything so insane in your life? All the 80-year-olds, listen to me right now. Stay home, lock yourselves in your house, take lots and lots of vitamin C, vitamin D, and zinc. Only go out with a mask. If that's what will make you happy, do all that. That's all great. And if the government can spend extra money to keep you a little safer, I say spend it. But we cannot run our entire lives based on whether 80-year-olds die. As a matter of fact, I believe my buddy told me the one person who died in his county in the last week of COVID was 93. And he said, you mean he wasn't going to die anyway? 93? He wasn't going to die of something? This is so ludicrous. I don't want anyone to die. But COVID's not the killer.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senators should be on notice. that the Senate may stay in session through the weekend in order to finish the bill.
Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, with a message for Senate Republicans and Democrats as that bipartisan infrastructure bill is continuing to be worked on Capitol Hill. President Biden is participating in a bilateral meeting with the Prime Minister of Iraq, the President saying what the two leaders will be talking about during their discussion.
The U.S.-Iraqi strategic dialogue is about commitments that expand our cooperation on issues like health care, climate, energy.
The president also announcing the end of the U.S. combat mission in Iraq, adding remaining American forces will be acting primarily in an advisory role, and they'll be also involved in counterterrorism efforts. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, and one of my fans just emailed, I love these guys, I love all of you. His name is Shan. He says, I love your fire, exclamation point, double. Right, mortgage loans from home, and I just love listening to your radio show. I agree with you 100% of the time. I love what you just said about Ben Shapiro. He sounds like a wussy pants and a little girl on the radio. You are right on. Keep it up and know that many are rooting for you. So, sorry, Ben. I'm just telling you what people tell me. There's nobody quite like War. Nobody on the attack like War. I'm not a little intellectual wussy despite going to Ivy League school. I don't have to show off how smart I am. Energized Health is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Energized Health is all about the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, how it can help you reverse ailments and disease, lose fat fast, look and feel better than you have in years. It's nothing short of extraordinary. Take action now. Even if you missed our Las Vegas event about 2 weeks ago here, go to energizedhealth.com. It's not too late. Click the red button. Schedule your free consultation. Tell them Wayne sent you and get the War Decisive Action 40% discount. And for those of you that love a buy one, get one free, ask them to add your spouse for free. This buy one, get one free offer is only good through the end of the month. Successful people take action to get the War Decisive Action 40% discount and add the person you love for free. It'll change your life forever, just like it did for me. It's not a crazy restrictive diet or painful exercise program. We've all tried those. They don't work. Don't procrastinate. Go to energizedhealth.com and book your free consultation right now. 40% off and your best friend or lover for free when you tell them War sent you, Wayne Allyn Root. That's energizedhealth.com. We've got our guest here, Patrick Wood, who is the executive director and founder of Citizens for Free Speech. His website is citizensforfreespeech.org, citizensforfreespeech.org. Patrick Wood, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
Hey, Wayne. Great to be with you. Thank you.
So, like you, I'm a person who just believes in common sense and free speech. And, you know, if a person wants to get the vaccine, I tell them get it. I don't choose to get it. I don't think anyone should get it. I think they should wait. I think it's unproven. I think it could harm them. I'm very careful about it. When people want to wear masks, I say, wear masks. I don't want to wear one. But I wouldn't make you not wear one. You shouldn't make me wear one. And from what I've read about you, you seem to be in the same camp as me. And so I'd like to ask you a few questions about the vaccine and about the masks and see where we go with this. So you seem to be an expert, it seems like, on children and masks and vaccines. How many children have been adversely affected by being forced to wear face masks in school?
Well, there's been quite a few. In fact, one of the projects that citizensforfreespeech.org had last year was to create a kind of a subsidiary website called No Masks for Kids. And it was kind of on a lark because I kept hearing these stories from parents. I said, well, can we, you know, kind of gather more stories and figure out if this is a trend or what? And all of a sudden, within like a week, we had like a couple of hundred, parents had come in and put in their firsthand testimonials about their own children. And it was sickening. It was absolutely sickening what's happening to young children. And basically, it's for nothing, I have to say, because children are not really subject to COVID-19. It's just not an issue with them. And yet, you know, the political structure is pressing down on children in particular to wear masks. And, of course, it's just completely scrambling the minds of the parents in the process. We're very upset. This is why many school boards have been attacked around the country by angry mama bears saying, stop this nonsense. It's just, you know, you're hurting our kids. There's no reason to do it. And, you know, this is all kind of part of that censorship mantra that we thought we understood, say, 2 years ago. What's happened with COVID has just pushed it over the top. And now we see a new side of censorship that is just completely suppressing the truth of the matter so that people can make intelligent decisions.
Yeah, I mean, look, my decision, Patrick Wood, personally, I'm not saying anybody else has to have this decision. As a matter of fact, I admit the conservative movement is pretty divided on this. I think it's about 60-40 against vaccines, not against all vaccines. I mean, against this COVID shot, against this specific shot, which is different than vaccines. I'm all for polio and smallpox and all of that. Those are real vaccines. This is an untested, unproven, rush-to-production, emergency-use, shot. It's not a vaccine. It's actually gene therapy. And I'm not for it, and I'm never going to get it. But I fear it's going to get to the point where it's impossible to live and not get this vaccine and enjoy your life. They're going to make it that difficult to live your life. And your kid will not be able to go to school without the vaccine, and you will not be able to go to work without the vaccine, and you're not going to be able to travel without the vaccine. So I don't know how the holdouts among us are going to hold out, but I fear it's going to get really bad. What say you?
It is going to get ugly, and it's already starting. It's not. This is not something to look forward to in the future. It's already here now. And the people who are not willing to be vaccinated at this point or wear masks are being demonized, and they're being ostracized and excluded from society in various ways. And this is only going to get worse. We see the same thing happening in Great Britain, in Germany, in France. We see it in Australia, and we see the pressure mounting here. By the way, the fact that this is a global issue, not just in America, we can't lay this at the feet necessarily of the Democrats or the liberals or the left-wing party in America. This is a global thing that's going on right now. That means that this is a globalist narrative that's being, struck from the top down into all these different countries. We happen to be one of the most freedom-loving countries in the world. And, this kind of just shows you the hammerlock that big tech and big pharma has on populations all over the world. It's incredible.
Well, you've heard, I'm sure, Patrick. We're talking to Patrick Wood, executive director and founder of Citizens for Free Speech. His website, citizensforfreespeech.org. I'm sure you've heard about all these, megalomaniac billionaires talking about the Great Reset. So they're not even hiding it. This is like the United Nations Agenda 21 or whatever it was that I heard about for years, and I thought, that's ridiculous. You must have an antenna on your head. Nobody's going to try and do that. We're not going to have one world, and the UN's not going to take over the United States. I'm a reasonable guy. I didn't believe any of that. Now I believe all of it. This is absolutely the Great Reset. This is Agenda 21. This is a takeover of our country by the United Nations and one world, and they're trying to destroy everything great about America and American exceptionalism, don't you think?
I do, and it's an attack on freedom and liberty all around the world. And we, of course, are the beacon, the banner of freedom and liberty, and so we get special treatment, I think, by these people to try and break us. But this is coming from the top down, and it's interesting to note, Wayne, that every revolution in the last, say, 200 years, the Bolshevik Revolution, World War One and Two, and Nazi Germany, the rise of Hitler, and so on, every revolution in the world started out with a domineering of the local media. They took over the newspapers, the radio stations, the TV stations when TV came on. And sometimes they just drug them out the street, shot them, but they took over those communication organs to propagate their propaganda. That's what's happening today. This has been an outright attack on free speech and the First Amendment. And I don't think, in my mind, there's absolutely no doubt that this is the beginning wave of a major global revolution. They have to wipe out free speech, and they have to wipe out the First Amendment before they could really, kind of take over and dominate our country completely. That's why this is so important. Voices like yours and so many other, conservative talk radio hosts around the country that are still able to talk. But you know what? You're the last man standing as far as open and free communication in America is concerned, and the crosshairs are now on your back almost exclusively at this point.
Oh, they are. Listen, how would you trust anything said by people that wanted lockdowns when lockdowns didn't work, people who wanted, masks, and masks didn't do anything? By the way, let me ask some simple questions, Patrick. If masks work, then why would anyone be uptight that I'm not wearing one when their mask obviously doesn't work? If you're worried about my mask not being on, then your mask must not work. Same thing applies to vaccines. If vaccines vaccines worked, why would you care if I wore a mask or if I got a vaccine or not? If you're so safe with your vaccine, then it wouldn't matter. You'd be safe and you could let me die. But that's not the truth, clearly, because now you got to wear a mask even if you've been vaccinated, which means even the people running the show know the vaccines aren't working.
They do, and this is the nature of fear. And fear has been known as a social conditioning mechanism for 100 years easily. And fear is being spun up so that these suggestions, these illogical, non-commonsensical suggestions could be made to people, and they just buy it without even thinking about it. You know, oh, that must be the case, so I'm going to parrot that. But you're absolutely right. If I'm vaccinated, and you are not, you're no threat. You should be no threat to me. I got vaccinated so I could be protected, and I am protected. So I don't care what you do. You know, you want to, come and give me a big kiss if you're a woman, of course. But, you know, if you want to come and, you know, give me a smooch, I don't care. You're not going to get me sick. I'm vaccinated. This completely escapes the mind of the person who's in fear. They say, oh, no. You're not vaccinated. You're a threat to me. You see, this is really the nature of tyranny in the end of it. You have big tyrants like the Klaus Schwab of the world. You have little tyrants like what we have in the White House right now. And then
Dr. Fauci.
That's right. And Dr. Fauci. And all of it trickles all the way down to the street where these would-be tyrants, little people, just ordinary people, want to lord it over you. If you don't comply with what they think you should do. And this is a basic problem in America right now.
Hey, Patrick, let me cut you off because we're going to a quick break. But hang with me through the break. I want to get some more stories of how kids have been harmed by masks and vaccines in school. And you've got some great stories when we get back. So stay with us. Patrick Wood, director and founder of CitizensForFreeSpeech.org.
If you drive a car, truck, SUV, or vehicle of any kind, you need GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. That's right. With the free GetUpside gas app, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time you buy gas. Nearly 3 million people have earned cash back with GetUpside just for buying gas.
I always use GetUpside. Some months, I make $200 to $300.
I love getting money back for things I use every day. It's just free money for buying gas.
There's no catch. It's simple. And you get your cash back right away.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents per gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code BEACH for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code BEACH for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BEACH.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and my beautiful wife, Chelsea Jubilee.
Listen up, everyone. We are doing a buy one, get one free special for the rest of the month. You guys have heard about us, EnergizeHealth.com. And women, this is a perfect opportunity to give your significant other a nice little push to get them off the couch and get them healthy with you.
Oh, my word, baby. Come on. Any man is going to say yes. Ladies, come on. You know you love your husband, and he just needs a little extra nudge to reverse that high blood pressure, reverse diabetes, get rid of that tire around the belly. If you as a woman, you really love your husband, give him a nudge. Say, honey, we're never going to get a value like this. Let's reach out and do this together. It's as simple as logging on to EnergizeHealth.com, EnergizeHealth.com, and tell them that you are a whore. Buy one, get one free.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at PatriotVPN.com. That's PatriotVPN.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Here's an article in the UK Daily Mail that I'm going to get a comment from Patrick Wood about. He's the executive director and founder of Citizens for Free Speech. It sounds like something we can expect. Minnesota fourth graders are given an equity survey. Fourth graders on race and gender and told by their teacher not to skip questions even if they don't understand them and not to tell their parents. Oh, my God. We are just in a point of communist brainwashing, and soon there'll be re-education camps, and next thing you know, I'm Jewish, they'll be herding us onto trains. You can feel it coming. It's very bad. This is leading to a very bad, evil time. Do you not think, Patrick?
It is, and like I said, we're in the midst of a revolution right now, Wayne, and this revolution is global. It's in its initial stages, really only starting with the beginning of COVID in a major way, but it's just getting started, and it has a long ways to go, and we're going to see more of this. And this is why that right now, as we speak, there are millions of people around the world that are taking to the street, literally, and having huge protests against these kinds of things in their own countries, in France and Germany and England and Australia and New Zealand. I mean, they're having rallies where hundreds of thousands of people show up to tell the government to stick it where the sun don't shine. This needs to happen in America, because this revolution is not going to end well for us unless people stand up to it and say, you will not take us over. You will not dominate us. You will not rule over us with your phony scientific, you know, pseudoscience god. Where you come down from the mountain and tell us what we must and must not do. We need to stop this, Wayne, and that means people need to get into a revolutionary mood themselves and stand up and say, no, we're not going to do this. We're not going to take it.
All right, so I see that you have examples. Citizens for Free Speech is your organization. You created NoMasksForKids.com, and it includes firsthand stories from parents on the harmful outcomes of children from wearing face masks in school. And now it's been expanded to include firsthand stories of vaccine injuries to children. Do you want to give us a few highlights, Patrick Wood? Or maybe I should call them negative lights?
I know a lot of these stories just are really heart-wrenching. Here's a lady talking about her 14-year-old daughter. She says about 3 days after forced masking in her school was mandatory for 7 hours a day, she comes home with complaints of awful headaches. She's never complained of these headaches before, but when prolonged mask wearing use was mandatory to do it. Then she goes on to say she's had speech therapy in her younger years because she slurred her speech. And she got over that after 2 years of intense speech therapy. And as soon as they forced her to start wearing masks, her speech regressed to where it was when she first started the problems. And only until she got out for summer school or out of, you know, in summer break, did her language begin to come back and did her headaches go away. These kinds of stories are common, Wayne, and they make you want to throw up. Because nobody cares about these kids. It's like their way or the highway. You're going to wear this mask. I don't care if you have asthma. I don't care if you have leukemia. I don't care what your problem is. You're going to wear the mask, you little brat. Now get used to it. This is sick. It's crazy. For people, for a people group that doesn't have any problem with COVID in the first place, masks are going to do nothing good for them to prevent any kind of disease. These kids are being physically damaged by these masks. This is child abuse, Wayne. There's no other way to talk about it. It's child abuse.
All right,
the school administrators should be held accountable.
All right, so Patrick, if you think masks are child abuse, what are vaccines for children who have a death rate of zero? I just saw John Hopkins studied 45,000 children with COVID and could find zero cases of a child who died who didn't start out with leukemia and then get COVID. So if you didn't start out with cancer, childhood cancer, nobody in America died of COVID, not one single kid. So tell me some of the vaccine stories of kids forced to take the shot.
It cannot end well. It's absolutely ridiculous that any of them to be required to take a shot or bullied or forced into taking a shot. They are, by the way, if you know. It's absolutely wrong. It can do nothing but put them in harm's way for other complications that might come along, for other types of vaccine injuries. There's no need for it. This is really angering a lot of parents around America right now.
Do you have a number, Patrick, how many children have been harmed by taking the unapproved vaccine?
You know, I really don't have a discrete number. We know obviously there's been some, and we hear, you know, anecdotal stories here and there, you know, a teenager, taking, you know, vaccine and, you know, 3 days later he drops dead from a heart attack, that sort of thing. There are cases. Summed up? I haven't seen it yet. I'm sure somebody will, but I haven't seen it yet.
Well, I know there's been a lot of cases of heart inflammation among young male teenagers.
Absolutely.
That I know for a fact. And I know there's been women who get blood clots. Quite a few young women have got blood clots, and men have gotten the heart inflammation. So it seems to react different ways in different, sexes and different races and different groups of people. But the point is, there's a lot of negative outcomes. And if they would just tell you, I wouldn't even mind, Patrick, if they said, look, there's more good than harm, but let me at least tell you about the risks. I could live with that. But this is just pure fraud. They're refusing to disclose the negatives. Patrick, we got to run. Limitations of radio. It runs out of time. Time for the news. Top of the hour. Patrick Wood, Executive Director, Founder, Citizens for Free Speech website, citizensforfreespeech.org. Thank you, Patrick, for coming on the show.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.